And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Mokushi residents call for construction of Kalwa Bridge. In African news, a top policeman has shocked South Africa with explosive allegations about his boss. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. The continued lack of a bridge in Kalwa Ward of Mokushi District has caused serious challenges for residents and community members, saying the delay in constructing the Kalwa Bridge is affecting transport, access to schools, health facilities and markets. Speaking on behalf of the community, Kalwa Ward Councillor Matthews Mwape expressed concern over the stalled project, noting that the bridge had previously been approved but was later deferred without clear communication to the community. Mr. Mwape questioned why the project has not been allocated resources under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF despite its urgent need. He has since appealed to government to ensure that the bridge is constructed before the next rainy season to prevent a further hardship for the people of Kalwa Ward.
Pamongo mwimakanishi wa bantu wa kunchingwa ya kwesu kukalwa chande tiro kusakamana pa kusangano kwa wati nishishi weba CBF kwa metuswa wachita na mwisho wabomba pa mandu wako wati kuliyama project ya wasi edifeo kumamu 2022 kwesa afisha muma 2024 samaya nomba na wano mwaka 2025 vasha tawasendesha pa kwa tikmini kwa ta bridge kulia so hii bridge ni bridge hile mkwe wati fituria na season sale toko saka mana pantu aba na bama sikuba bei kwa sikuwa kwa buka kuisha pa sikulu ni pitiri ama miyoto kwa kumakuli inche ndi ya kusikulu kuya kuisha kutawo na ena takuba kwa nshishile ife uteko wala toko kwa kwati uwe ufra taira afika uteko ni bupone nemo uto wafuidishe na kwa kwati wapanga bridge ya muka mpampa kwa zi bridge ya approved na mpia shafuma na mbefi ifishu upile kwa nshishile uvuru nsendero mba.
A mental health activist has expressed concern over the increasing suicide cases in Zambia, which is said alarming and calls for investment in mental health. Mr. Francis Chipalo says the frequency of these incidents demands a serious investment in health. Read that again. Mr. Francis Chipalo says the frequency of these incidents demands a serious investment in mental health services. Mr. Chipalo has noted with concern that rarely a day passes without a report of suicide or suspected suicide. He has since encouraged open conversations in families, communities, workplaces and churches to help break down barriers on mental health issues. Barrister Chipalo has further called on the government through the Ministry of Health to urgently address the need for mental health institutions like Chainama Hills Hospital, among others in the country. He stated that a lot of people are going through a lot, hence the need to have more psychosocial counselors in communities to help people that may need professionals to talk to.
It's time that we look at this issue seriously, and government should really begin to be seen to be investing in mental health institutions like Chainama Hills Hospital. If we can have such hospitals across the country, I think it's going to help to address the vice. Then secondly, also, I think just as a society, community, and families, we need to begin encouraging open conversations on mental health. We have a lot of people going through different stuff, and others just fail to speak out because they have no one to talk to.
Road Development Agency, RDA, Senior Engineer for Public-Private Partnerships, PPPP, Kako Makalengo, has noted a steady progress on the ongoing Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway road project, particularly the Kawe and Kapirimpunshi bypasses. Mr. Kalengo says the bypass roads form a critical part of the 320-kilometer corridor aimed at improving traffic flow and regional connectivity. He states that the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project includes the construction of 45 kilometers of the Fisenge Masangano Road and two strategic bypasses, one in Kawe and another in Kapirimpunshi. Speaking during an on-site inspection, Mr. Kalengo disclosed that works on the Kawe bypass, which stretches 23 kilometers, are progressing well. Mr. Kalengo noted that the two bypasses are meant to decongest urban traffic and facilitate a smoother transit along the busy route. He revealed that Micro Ocean Investment Consortium Limited, MOIC, the contractor, has completed a clearing and grubbing across the entire stretch and has commenced a roadbed preparation with approximately 12 kilometers of roadbed completed so far. Mr. Kalengo further disclosed that three Zambian contractors have been engaged on the Kawe bypass under the supervision of MOIC, with works currently being executed by these local contractors. Mr. Kalengo further added that two roundabouts will be constructed at the entry and exit points of the Kawe bypass. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, has emphasized the need for affordable financing and cross-border infrastructure to address Africa's affordable housing crisis. Speaking at the 44th Annual General Meeting of a Shelter Africa Development Bank during the Ministerial Roundtable Meeting, Engineer Milupi highlighted the challenges posed by expensive capital and biased credit ratings, which limit developing infrastructure projects and fund large-scale affordable housing. The minister emphasized the importance of adequate and affordable housing and supporting e-learning and other development initiatives, particularly in rural areas. He stated that the Zambian government is exploring ways to address these challenges and promote affordable housing solutions.
Affordable housing will be the game changer in developing our human capital. In this day and age, where e-learning is becoming more and more appropriate, it is important for people, especially in rural areas, that in order to make themselves available for this e-learning, they must live in appropriate and housing.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Zambia, it's Bongo Bongo Boss Level Up time. Deposit just 10 kwacha, get free bets, cashback, even Bongo Bongo gear.
Your phone, your